Today's shiur is Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the second wide line. Tana Rabbanan Kishenitfas Rebbe Lezer Laminus. Two pshatim. One pshat is that Rebbe Lezer was captured, was kidnapped by the government, and he was in deep trouble. Another pshat is that Rebbe Lezer was accused, and we'll come to understand soon why, that he believed in more than one God. And at that time, believing in one God, more than one God, was a serious offense for which he was put into jail. Shinetras Rebeleza Laminus Halu Lagardam Lidoim. He was taken to the court to be judged. Amalai Isa Hagmain. So the judge said to Rebeleza, Zakin Shekamaischa Yasik Bitvarim Betalim Halalu. So according to the first pshat that we learned, he was captured, he was kidnapped because he was learning Torah. And he said to him, you should be learning Torah, which he called Rachman al Tzlan Dvarim B'Talim. According to a second shot, it's much geschmacker. He said to him, you, Rebbe Lezer, believe in more than one God? Amalai, to which Rebbe Lezer responded, Nemen alai hadayim. I trust that the judge will do the right thing. Ksavar, Isa Hegman. So that judge assumed a love who Omer, that he's saying it about him. And he felt very good that Rebbe Lezer is speaking so positively about him that I trust you're going to do the right thing. However, Vuhulay Omer, Rebbe Lezer really meant, El Keneged Avish B'Shemayim. He meant that Hashem will do the right thing to me. The Ramah Paskins Lahalocha, that even if somebody is in deep trouble, he's not allowed to say that he doesn't believe in God. If that's the way he's going to be able to extract himself from the trouble, he's not allowed to say he doesn't believe in God. However, say to Paiskim, even though that, as we just said, is usur, saying something that could be misinterpreted is mutter. And that's exactly what happened here. Rebbe Lezer Chas V'Sholem never said that he doesn't believe in Hashem. He just said something that the judge on his own misunderstood, and that is acceptable. Furthermore, not only is that pshat, but I saw from the Chavetz Chaim, many times when people would come to him with different problems, he would say, "Kol mekabel of ol malchus shemayim, whoever accepts upon himself truly Hashem, mavir memenu kol, all other tzaros are taken away from him." And that's exactly what happened here. Rebbe Lezer said, "Nemen alai oisadayin, I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I put my faith totally in Hashem, and somebody who puts his faith totally in Hashem is going to be fine." Amaloi, Hoyel v'amanti lecha, since you have such trust in me, says the judge to Rebbe Lezer, Dimus pata'ata. He said, Dimus, Taisus says, two pshatim and Dimus. One pshat is he said in the name of his Avodah Zarah. Another pshat is that he said, Dimus means that my Avodah Zarah has Rachmanis, and I therefore will use that Midas Rachmanis on you. Shabbalah Beis, there's a very interesting pshat from the Bnei Yisachar and the Gemara. We all know, we say the chapter about the Surah Eruge Malchus, we say it in Yom Kippur by Musaf, we say it in Tisha B'Av by the Kinnus, and when those that say it and pay attention to what it says that why were those 10 great Tanoim actually killed? It was a kapara for the Aveira where the Shvatim sold Yosef. Says the Bnei Yisachar that Rebbe Lezer was corresponding, he was the greatest, Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, and he was corresponding to Reuven. We know that unlike all the other Shvatim, Reuven didn't actually participate in the selling of Yosef. On the contrary, he said, Lo nakenu nefesh, let's not do anything to him. He just had the wrong machshava, he had the wrong plan, but he never had anything to do with carrying out that plan. Rebbe Lezer corresponds to Reuven, therefore wasn't actually punished, he was only threatened, but not actually punished. So as Rebbe Lezer comes home, Nichsa Talmidim Etzla L'Nachmai. The Talmidim come to console him. V'lo kibel av tachuma. Why were they consoling him? Again, with the two pshatim that we're learning in the Gemara. One is that he felt very bad that he got into such trouble. Another pshat is that he felt bad that he was accused of such a terrible thing. Amloi Rebbe Akiva. So Rebbe Akiva says to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tashinu Lama Dava Echot Mashlim Tani. Please give me permission to repeat something that you actually taught us. Amaloi, Amar, go ahead. Amali Rebbe Shemes Minas Baliyotcha, were you ever in the situation that you heard something from Apikiris, then Nacha, and you enjoyed it? Valovnat Fasta, because you enjoyed the words of an Apikiris, that's why you were punished this way. Amalai, Sir Beleza responds, Akivis Gartani, you actually remind me of this episode. I was once walking in the Shuk Ayin of Tzipari, and I met an individual whose name was Yaakov Ish Kfas Chanya. Amali, and he said to me, actually, there's, if you look in the Sefer Chisroinus Hashas, this one of Gemara's that was heavily censored. The Gemara there says, V'Yaakov Ish Kfas Chanya, Amali, V'Shem Yishai Hanotzri. He said it over to me in the name of Yishai. Kosav Taraschem. It says in your Torah, V'Savi Esnan Zoynim. We know that if a prostitute gets paid, the earnings that she makes may not be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And the question that he asked me was, Ma'al Lassim and a Beis HaKisei L'Kayin Gadol. We know that the Kayin Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur was sequestered in the Lishkas Bahedrin. He was there full time, 24/7. And obviously he had to have a washroom. And the question he asked was, can we use the funds of Esnan Zoynin to build such a washroom? I didn't respond. Amli Kachlim Dani. This is what I learned. The Pasuk says in Micha, Kim Esnan Zoynin Kivtza, Ad Esnan Zoynin Yeshuva. Mimokmat Neufusbo. This money that's paid to an Esnan comes from an unacceptable source. Mimokmat Neufus Yelchu. And they should be used for a washroom. V'hanani adova. And I enjoyed what I heard. And that's why, since following the way we're learning our Gemara, he had a machshava. He enjoyed something that he heard from this Apikiris. So that's why he was accused of having improper philosophy. Aideza netafti laminas. That's how I got connected to Apikiris. V'avati mashakosif. And I transgressed what it says in the Pasuk. A person has to completely distance himself from apikorsis, to stay away from the government authorities that could punish you for no good reason. To stay away from apikorsis and unacceptable governments, stay away from the home of a zoyna. Asking Rav Kama, how much must one distance himself from the home of a zayna? Amar Rav Chizda, Arba Amis. What's the Raya Arba Amis? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that we know throughout Halacha that a person's Dal Amis around him are considered his space. So a person shouldn't come into the space of a zayna, which is the Dal Amis of a zayna. Another pshat that I saw is that's interesting. If we look at the pasuk that we just read from Mishlei, the pasuk says, "Valtikrav al Pesach Beisa." What does it say? "Valtikrav al Pesach Beisa." It shouldn't say "Valtikrav al Beisa," because we all remember the Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Gemara in Baba Basra says that for every entrance that you have to a house, you're entitled to dalar amos around the entrance. "Valtikrav al Pesach Beisa." The Pesach brings with it dalar amos. You have to stay away from those dalar amos. Ask the Gemara of Rabban Haim Esnan Zoyna Madarish Bay. What did I learn from this pasuk? And as the Netziv in the Sefer Meroim Esad explains this Gemara, why can't they agree with what the Gemara just said, that the pasuk is teaching us that you could use the Esnan Zoyna money to build a washroom? Says the Netziv, because the only problem was, who said it? There's nothing wrong with the actual limud. Says the Netziv, we're going to learn that even though, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, that one is not allowed to use Esnan Zoynin for the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to learn that that's only for carbon. Not allowed to use that money to bring a carbon. But the halach is, you're allowed to use the Esnan Zoynin in for the Bedek HaBayis. So if you're allowed to use it for Bedek HaBayis, you're certainly allowed to use it for the washroom for the Kayin. So we don't need that pasuk to teach us that halacha. So therefore they legitimately ask, so what does that pasuk come to teach us? Rabbanon, Haim Esnan Zoynin my Dorish Bey. Answers the Gemara Kedav Chizda. Dom Rav Chizda. Kol Zoyna Sheneskeres. At the beginning, a Zoyna is hired to do her immoral act. Lipsof Hisecheres. The end will be that she will have to hire people to do it with her. Shnemar. V'sitcha Esnan. It'll be just the opposite of what it was. Opligid Rapidas. However, says the Gemara, this is in disagreement with Rapidas. This that we're explaining, that not only may one not come close to a Zoyna, but actually one has to distance himself Dalet Amis from a Zoyna, is in disagreement with Rapidas said. Because the Amr Rapidas, Rapidas says that what the Torah teaches us is, like us or Torah el kravish al gilei raias. When the Torah says that we're not allowed to get close to a situation of znus, it means actual physical contact. Shenema, ish ish, akol sheh besaroi, le sikrivu legalis erva. You're not allowed to come to physical contact. However, says the Gemara, ula kiava osim bei rav, ula when he would leave the yeshiva, ha menashik le laachseya bei yedayu, he would kiss his sisters on their hands, v'amrilei abai chadayu, and others say on their chest. However, upliga the day of the day, this what Ula did was actually contradictory to what he himself holds. The Amma Ula crave ba'alma asr. No one is allowed to have physical contact with someone who is an erva to him, because just like we find by a nazir, mishum lech lech amrin in nazira, we tell the nazir that if he needs to go somewhere, and the easiest way, the shortest route to get there is by walking through a vineyard, we tell him don't walk through the vineyard, schar schar, rather go around, the karmel is sikr. Don't walk into a vineyard to stay away from grape products that we know a nazir has to stay away from. Here too, a person has to do everything to stay away any physical contact with a person, with a woman who's also to him. And lehaloch lemaisa, already the Rambam paskins, the one is not allowed to have physical contact with his sister. The obvious question, which the Gemara seems not to address, is that how did Ula do it? So there are a number of terutzim given in the Rishonim already. One terutz is, we teached Abayidayu was on the hand. They say Bayadayu doesn't mean on the hand itself, it means on her clothing that was on her hand. Somewhat of a teretz. Another teretz that I saw as a Bayadayu means that these women, these sisters, were actually the people who raised Ula. Ula was a Yosim, and that's why it may be a different din. A third shot that I saw is that the Gemara says on different Tanoam and Amaroam that they were able to look and relate to a woman Kishura, like she was a piece of wood. Such a person was Ula, and therefore he didn't have this concern. We human beings aren't like that, and therefore we have to distance ourselves from any situation of Erva. Another issue that's discussed by the Paiskim, based on this Gemara, is that the Ramah Paskins, that one is not allowed to kiss anyone in a shul. The reason you're not allowed to kiss anyone in a shul, particularly a child, is not your child, you're not allowed to kiss in a shul. Because when you're in a shul, you're supposed to show that all of your love is devoted and dedicated to Hashem. And if you kiss someone else, then you're, so to speak, showing that your love is not strictly to God. Here, and this is the minhag of the Sfaradim, it seems that under certain circumstances, you are allowed to kiss someone in shul. And the Paiskim say, again, minhag of the Ashkenazim is not to kiss anyone in a Beis HaKnesses. The minhag of the Sfaradim is actually to kiss on the hand their Rabbonim and their parents in a shul. What's shot? So they say, who are you allowed to kiss and who you're not allowed to kiss? Because they also agree that you're not allowed to kiss a child, one of your children. They say there's two reasons why somebody would kiss someone. One is because of covet, out of respect, and one is out of ahava, out of love. If you're kissing someone out of love, as we just explained a moment ago, that should not be done on a basis of Knesset, basis of Medrash. But if you're kissing someone out of respect, on the contrary, that's a place of respect that you're showing that you respect people who are greater than you. You respect your parents, you respect your Rabbanim, and obviously you respect God also. Says the Gemara. Laluka, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Laluka is actually a leech. Shtei bonus, have. My have, what does it mean, have? Omar Ukva, kol shtei bonus, shetzoyekis megehenim. The voice that cry out from Gehenim. V'amr b'olam haza habei habei. There were two forces in this world that tried to attract everybody, and now they're in Gehenim. Oman ninu, minus farishos, apikorsis, and illegal governments. Ikadamri, omar v'chizda, omar marukva, kol Gehenim tsuyakis. Gehenem calls out and cries, Havi lishtei banos tzu'akos v'armis ba'olam hazeh haveyavei. Please bring to me these two forces, apikorsis and rishos. So the Ben Yoyod explains what's the nafkamina between the two lishaynas. According to the first lashon, minas and rishos immediately fall into Gehenem, whoever is attached to minas and rishos. According to the other pshat, they're not put into Gehenem. They don't even move. Gehenem would be good. Gehenem calls out, let them come to me. They're judged even more fiercely than Gehenem. Why is Gehenem compared Laluka to a leech? So the Ben Yoyod explains, what does a leech do? They used to do this, that if somebody had an infection in the system, they would put a leech, and the leech would suck out the germ, the virus. That was primitive medicine. So he says that's what Gehenem does also. The neshama becomes sullied in this world, and it goes to Gehenem, and that's where it's purified. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Kol ba'el lo yishuvin v'lo yisigu arches chayim." Ask the Gemara, "V'chim achash lo yishavu?" If they didn't do tshuva, heicha yisigu? How could they get anywhere? Hachkam avim yishuvu? Even if they do tshuva, lo yisigu arches chayim, they won't have olam hazeh. Very Rishonim explained, they'll have olam haba, but a person who is an apikoros, olam hazeh can't have. And explains the Gemara, Lememra, when it comes to teach us, the kala parish meminus, whoever was an apikoros and separates himself, does tshuva from it, ma'is cannot live in this world. Why? Many explanations given by the Mefarshim. One explanation is because since the aver of apikoros is such a serious sin, for such a serious sin, there is no other kapara than death. Another pshat is that because apikoros is something that's very easy for a person to fall back to, so Hashem is concerned that even if you have this person who was an apikoros and became a bal tshuva, it's easy for him to fall back to the old ways. So he takes him from the world before he could do that, before he could fall back. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Divrei Shaul, explains that a person who's apikoros and then he realizes what a terrible mistake he made, gets so depressed to realize how could I have been an apikoros that he can't survive. And that's why he ends up not being able to live in this world. One more pshat that I saw is that we know that there are mach avrim and chesa gidim. And every mitzvah and every avera corresponds to one of the avrim and gidim. But the avera of apikoros corresponds to the entire person. A person who is infected, rachman al tzlan apikoros, his entire body is diseased. So just like if somebody, Rahman Slan, is not well, so you could heal that particular disease. But let's say the entire body is already infected, there's not much you can do. That's the same. If a person did an Aveira, one of the other Aveiras, so just like that particular part of his body was infected, he could get healed. But if the entire body is already diseased, there's not much you can do. That's what apikoros is all about. Ask the Gemara. Is that indeed true? Lememra the kol ha'parish b'minus. Whoever does tshuva from apikoros mayis can no longer survive. Ask the Rav Hida asl kamei de Rav Chisda. There was a woman that came to Rav Chisda, Vamrele, and she said to him, Kalos shebekalos, what was my smallest aveira? Asa b'nag katma b'nag gadol. That she had relations with her older son, and they produced her younger son, terrible mamzer. Vamrele Rav Chisda, tarchele b'zavdasa. Prepare for her tachrichim v'loy mesa, but she didn't die. Says the Gemara, midakamer kalish b'kala also saw if she's saying that her smallest avera was nus mechlad the minus navahavibah. What was a bigger avera? It must be apikoros. So if she had apikoros, she's supposed to die. Yet here we say that she didn't die. Answers Gemara, hahu d'loy hadriba shaper. She didn't do the tshuva properly. Mishmachaloy mesa. She should have died if she would have done tshuva, but she didn't do tshuva properly. So Mefarshim asked, how could the Gemara use the words kalos shebekalos on such a horrible avera that one had relations with a son and they produced a child? That's called a small avera. And no explanation, how can we explain that that's the smallest avera? So Mefarshim explained the reason it's called kalos shebekalos is because it's an easy avera to violate. She's in the home. Her son's in the home. She's easily able as a mother to seduce her son. That's why it's called kalash b'kalas. But not that it could ever be considered chas v'shalom, a small aveira. Ikadamri, in. If somebody has apikarsis, even if he does tshuva, he can't survive in the world. But if he has the avera of znus, he could survive. Ask the Gemara, Fahudas kamed Rav Chisda. Vamla Rav Chisda zav delay zavdasa. Prepare tachrichim for her. Omesa. Says the Gemara, so you see that even from znus, you have to prepare tachrichim. Answers the Gemara, midakam rakalish bakalis. Let's look at her words. She said that znus was a smaller avera. It must be that she had a bigger avera. What was the bigger avera? Mechlal deminis namehavaba. She had apikarsis, and that's why Rav Chisda said, prepare your tachrichim. Ask the Gemara, Mavera Loi, if somebody does tshuva from znus, does he survive? Ask the Gemara. V'tanya Amrlov al Rabbi Elazar ben Dudoya. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Dudoya. So the Maral explains, as we know, the name of a person represents who he is. He says, typically a Rasha is called chaimetz, vinegar. Vinegar they made from wine. So even though vinegar is sour, but it does have some good characteristics. We know that vinegar is many times used as an ingredient. Dudaya, however, is the sediment on the bottom of the wine, which is totally useless. This person was like Dudaya. He was totally Rasha. He was useless. But yet he was also called Rebbe Elazar, Elekei Avi Be'ezri, to teach us that even if a person has reached such a low place, he's Dudaya. Elekei Avi Be'ezri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him to do tshuva. There was no prostitute that he didn't have relations with. He became aware of a zayna in one of the islands, who took as her payment a whole purse full of dinrin. So he took such a purse of dinrin. He went over seven seas to reach her. B'shas hergel dover, as he was about to do the Avera, Hefichah, she passed wind. And as Mefarshim explained, the Zionists are typically trained not to do such a thing because they repulse their client. The fact that this happened, Amra, she said there's a lesson here, to say, and she said to him, K'shem Shefichah zu ena chazeres mekayma, just like a wind can't go back to where it came from, kach Elizabeth Dedoy ein mekam loyse b'tshuva. Elizabeth Dedoy cannot do tshuva. Halach, when he hears this message, Halach van Yosher ben Shnei Har Megvayis. He went and he sat between two large mountains. Oma Har Megvayis picture lay Rachman. What was Pshat? So the Mashah explains that Elazar ben Adoy was concerned that he will not be able to survive in this world. So he asked that the mountains and the valleys should daven for him, that he should be able to survive. Amalai, which they said to him, Ach Anam Avakshim Alecha, Navakish Al Atzmeinu. Instead of us asking for you, we have to ask for ourselves. As the Pasuk says, Ki harmi moshvak voistim tetenu. We're not here forever either. So Mefarshim asked, doesn't the Gemara say, Kola tzorach l'dover, if somebody needs something, Mevakash l'chaveru, and he asks on behalf of his friend, Hu nena t'chila. So maybe the harmi voistim need this, but they should daven for Eliezer also. The answer is, if they'll daven for Eliezer, it'll help them. It won't help Eliezer. And what was Eliezer ben Dodoy's mistake? He asked them to daven for him, but he wasn't ready to daven for them. Amr Shemayim V'aretz back Shulei Rachim. And then he said, Shemayim V'aretz daven for me. Amru, and they responded to, Achon HaMavakshim Alecha, instead of us davening for you, Navakish El Atzmeinu, Shenema, K'Shemayim K'Osha Nimlechu, V'K'Eretz K'Beged Tivle. Amr Cham Levona. So he said to the sun and the moon, Big Shulei Rachim. Before we daven for you, Navakish El Atzmeinu, we should daven for ourselves. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'chofer Alvona Bushachama, the moon and the sun will no longer exist. Amr, so he says, K'chofer Mezalus, Bikshulai Rachman, you daven for me. Amalai Achon Navakish Malach, before we daven for you, Navakish El Atzmeinu, we have to daven for ourselves. Shenema, as the Pasuk there says, V'namoiku Kol Tzvai Hashemayim, they will all no longer exist. So Taisus asked the obvious question. The sun, the moon, do they speak? What was going on here? So Taisus says two terutzim. One terutz was that it wasn't they who were speaking. Everybody has a malach in Shemayim. It was that malach in Shemayim to whom he was speaking. Another pshat Taisus suggests is what Rabbi Elazar, this was an imaginary conversation that was going on in Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya's mind. He's saying, if they could speak, this is what they would say. But then I saw a beautiful pshat. It's a beautiful pshat because it's something that a lot of people have a minig nowadays to say Perek Shira. And we look in the Perek Shira, it's a beautiful work. And it speaks about how every animal and every mountain and the ocean and everybody says Shira to Hashem. But do they speak? So Mefarshim explained there's a very big difference between a person and everything else. We have the ability to speak. We could say good things. We could say Divrei Torah. We could say Divrei Tefillah. We could say Narishkeit. We could say foolishness. They could speak, but they could only say good things. And that's what happened here. They used the power of speech. The power of speech they used is only to say good things to tell him that you were on the wrong track. And that's what that's the lesson of the Perek Shira. The lesson of Perek Shira is that everything else in the universe uses their ability to speak just to say Shira to Hashem. The Yarash Tavash has a beautiful shot in this Gemara also. He says, here we find Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya did an Aveira. In fact, Mefarshim explained that the entire pshat in the Gemara was that Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya wasn't such a terrible person. He always did Aveiras, and he always had in the back of his mind, I'll do tshuva, eventually I'll get around to doing tshuva. Until the Zohar said, you don't know if you'll ever get around to it. But what he really was trying to do here, he was looking to blame. He says the mountains and the sun and the moon, all of you create an environment that people will do Aveira because they think that you're so powerful, and they forget that there's a God in the world. So what the answer is, that's the problem with people. They're always blaming someone else. Before you dive into us, before you blame us, on us, the vakish on yourself. Look at yourself. A person has a problem, don't blame somebody else, look at himself. Omar, and that's indeed what he said, Ein Adav Talibi. I have to look into my own self. Hinich Rosh Ben Barakov. I saw two pshatim in the rear. Hinich Rosh Ben Barakov. One pshat is Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya was saying to Hashem, I'm not such a terrible person. It wasn't my rosh. It wasn't my head. I didn't have the wrong philosophy. It was my feet. My feet led me to the wrong places, but I never became an apikoros. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyod explains, he put himself into the fetal position. He says, bring me back to the way I was before I was born. Everybody is born completely clean and pure. He was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me come back to that point. The Gav B'chia, and he started crying, Ach Yotza Nishmasa, until he actually expired. Yotza Baskav Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, Mezumen L'chai Olam Haba. He's going to have Olam Haba. Ask the Gemara, V'hoch B'averuhu. Here we're talking about what Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya's Aver, V'oz Znus. And yet we see Umis that he passed away. Answers the Gemara, Hosum Nami, Kivan the Avag Beituva, since he was so very attached to the Avodah Zarah, Chemina Stami. Because as we said earlier, the reason a person is taken away from the world by Apikarsis is because we're afraid that he's going to go back to do the Avera. Rabbi Elazar, who was so attached to this Avera, we were concerned that even if he's doing Tshuva, if he were left in the world, he'd just go back to his own old ways. And that's why he passed away. Bacha Rabbi Vama, when Rabbi heard the story, he cried. He said, "I'm a yesh kainah elam be'kam shanim." The people that have to live many years to come to this madrega, yesh kainah elam b'sha'achas. So we said already a number of pshatim when we learned the Gemara the other day, just to say a few more pshatim. Again, Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains the Gemara, yesh kainah elam be'kam shanim. Here we see the power of a moment. The power of a moment is that Rabbi Elazar in one moment was able to achieve so much. So Rabbi cried. How many moments of our lives do we waste? Another pshat that I saw is Yesh Kaino Elamai. Every person is brought down to this world with a specific tachlis. Yesh Kaino Elamai, that Rabbi Elazar, with this one act, came to his tachlis in the world, and that's why he was able to come to Elamai, to the world that he has prepared for him in Olam Haba. But then I saw another pshat, why was Rabbi crying, on the other direction? Because here, Rabbi Elazar Takah came to a tremendous madrega in one moment. But Rebbe started thinking, what would have been if Rabbi Elazar would have lived his entire life this way? What a great life he would have had. It was only one moment of his life that was a good moment. Another pshat is that even if a person is about tshuva, and a taka does tshuva, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts everybody's tshuva, but if you do an aveira, the repercussions of your aveira can't just sometimes be erased. And Rabbi Lezer taka the tshuva. But what about the family that he raised? Obviously, he didn't raise a great family if their father is such a bal aveira. And Rebbe cried, you did tshuva. But what about the rest of your family? Ask the Gemara. Vamer Rebbe, lo yadayin lebal tshuva shemekabel nisoy. And Rebbe said, furthermore, look at how great the madrega bal tshuva are. That not only is their tshuva accepted, also koinos a Rebbe, they're called Rebbe. Why is he called Rebbe? Because Rebbe Lezer ben Dedaya is a Rebbe to each one of us. Each one of us sometimes think it's hopeless, we're in despair. And he teaches us the power of tshuva. So he's a Rebbe to each one of us. And the Mefarshim say, that's what the Gemara says, but makom shebali tshuva oimdim ain't tzaddikim gemur michoyim lamed. Because what we can learn from about tshuva may be even greater than what we can learn from a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan have a ka'azda be'orcha. They were traveling on the road. Matal hanetre shvili. And they came to a fork in the road. Chat pesi apiskad avoyz kachavim. One went by the place of an avodah zara, v'chad pasi a pisch de bezonis. One went by a place of prostitutes. Amalei chad l'chavri. So one said to the other, "Nezla pisch de avodah kachavim. It's safer to walk on the road of avodah zara than nachas yitzrei, because as we know the Gemara, we learned together masecht avodah zara. The anshe knesset gedolah were mispalel that the yetzahara of avodah zara should be taken away. Amalei idach, and the other one says no." Let's better go on the road that passes the Zionists. Like that we'll be able to overpower Yetzihara from the Kabul Agra. And we'll get Tzchar. So Mepharshim explained what was their Machloikus. The Machloikus is really the Machloikus Masech the Ervin of Beishamim Beisil. We know the Gemara Masech the Ervin says the Machloikus of Noich Leil Adam Shenivra Mishloi Nivra. Is it better that a person should have been created or not created? What is the machlokes all about? The Mefarshim explained, life is full of tests. So the man dominant says that it's better that we should be created, that absolutely, we should take challenges and grow from those opportunities. The other man dominant says, let's avoid any test. That was here the machlokes. On the road, the safe road is the road of the Avodah Zarah. But sometimes the other man dominant says we have to take a challenge in life. But the Mefarshim also asked, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, so how could they say, let's go on this road and we'll get schar? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is that the schar that they meant was the simcha that they overcame this nesoyin. That's fine. Or another pshat similar, as it says in Pirkei Avos, schar mitzvah mitzvah. They weren't looking for schar material schar. They were looking for schar that by overcoming one challenge, that'll give them opportunity to do more mitzvahs. A third pshat, I saw a very interesting pshat. A person, alti kevadam misham shemis rabam nasal kabba paras. We're not allowed to do mitzvahs for reward. But let's say we do more than we're supposed to. We do a mitzvah that we go above and beyond the call of duty, then we're allowed to ask for schar. They weren't obligated to walk by the Zionists. That they were ready to go beyond the call of duty, for that you're allowed to ask schar. But then in the first mass, then we learn in Amud Aleph, Harchik Dalat Amos, that you have to stay Dalat Amos away from the Beis HaZoinus. And here it says that they're walking right by the Beis HaZoinus. So the first answer, that's only if you're walking by yourself. But here we have two individuals walking together, so one watches the other, so it's a different situation. So when they walk by the place of the Zoinus, Chazina L'Zoinus, the Zoinus saw them, Iskenem Mekamayu, and the Zoinus went away. So Mepharshim explained, why do you all of a sudden ask the question now? You should have asked the question immediately. So Mepharshim explained that he was asking, fine, I could understand your position that we should walk by the base Zionists. But how does it come that you come to such madrigas that the Zionists run away from you? It's usually just the opposite. The Zionists try to attract people, and here they're going away. So he quoted him the Pasuk in Mishlei. Mezima tishma alecha tvuna tenatzucha. My mezima. What does the pasuk mean with the word mezima? Ilay matayr diksiv bezima, mitagaminen atzas chatoim, diksiv hifli eisha higdal tashia, that the Torah protects us. Yochim mezima ma'ilay. So what does the pasuk say? Mezima. The Torah should have used the word zima. Says zima hakama. B'dva zima tishma lecha Torah. If somebody learns Torah, it will protect them. Tenatzurcha, it will protect you in all difficult situations. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan Kishnitfus, Rabbi Lezer ben Pater, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. You're lucky that you were only jailed for one reason. Oily, woe is to me shnitfasti al chamisha dvarim. I am be accused of five different sins. Amalev Chanina, so Chanina responds to him. Ashrecha shnitfasti, the Gemara is going to explain this more as we get into the Gemara. Amalev Chanina, ashrecha shnitfasti al chamisha dvarim. You're lucky that you're being accused of five different sins. Vatan nitzel, and you're going to be saved from all five. Oily, my situation is shnitfasti al dover echod. I was being accused only of one sin, veinin nitzel. And I'm not going to be saved. Why? Why was he that fortunate and he not? Sha'at sakta b'tarah b'gmil sadim. Because you not only learned Torah, but you also did chesed. V'nilay sakta b'tarah b'vat. I only learned Torah. And as Mefarshim explained, it's not just enough to learn Torah. It's our obligation to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs. Particularly the mitzvah chesed, which is the derech v'ashem, ma'hu chanan afat chanan. We're supposed to emulate the ways of God. How is God is the biggest Baal Rachmanis? And somebody who doesn't do chesed lacks in that characteristic and he's incomplete. Bereishis. The Torah begins with the word bay, the letter bays. There are two purposes in our life. Torah and chesed. Somebody who only does Torah is only doing half of what he's supposed to do. V'anil asakta b'tarah levad. Ukrafuna amarav. Damrafuna kol oisik b'tarah bevad. As I explained, he's not emulating the ways of Hashem. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, V'yom rabim liyisrael aloy alakei emes. My alakei emes. What does it mean alakei emes? Shmila alakei. They didn't believe in God. What does the emes have to do? Shekol oisik b'tar b'vad explains the Gemara. If somebody only believes in Torah, daima k'mishen alakei. Ask the Gemara. Ugmilas chasadim loy asak. Is that true that Rabbi Chananya b'Tragin did not do chesed? V'tanya. A person shouldn't give tztaka to a gabay tztaka. Unless the person who is the gabay tztaka is somebody who's as great as a Chananya b'Tragin. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, the Poskim say, based on this Gemara, that we have to be careful to appoint for gabay tztaka the greatest individuals in the community. So here we see that he was a gabay tztaka. How do we say that he didn't do chesed? Answers the Gemara, Himninu Hudahemin. He was very trustworthy. However, Mevelayavit, that doesn't mean he did it tztaka. Tarsus asks that there are two things, chesed and tztaka. Tarsus says that chesed means, chesed is something you do with everybody, not dafka, a poor person. Tztaka means something that you do only with poor people. It says that they travel together. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that Chananya ben Tragin did not do tztaka? Didn't he say that one time he had money that was designated for the Sudas Purim, for poor people Sudas Purim, and he had other tztaka money, and the number of pshatim of what happened here. One pshat is the simple pshat, like I just said, these two funds got mixed together, and because they were designated for different purposes, he took money out from his own pocket to cover that no fund should be affected. Another pshat is that these two funds got mixed up. They got mixed up, but he was the garbage stalker. And he knew exactly how much there was in every fund. So he could have just taken money and separated it. He didn't want to do that. A third pshat is that he called Aniyim to give them this Taisus pshat. That he called Aniyim to give them tztaka. And then he realized that he didn't give him tztaka, that he gave him the Purim money. So what could he have done? He could have just taken the tztaka money and put it into the Purim fund. He didn't do that. He just took money out of his own pocket, not to tamper with tztaka money. So here we see he was a great individual. Answers the Gemara, Me'evid Ovid, he did tztaka. However, Kidbay Le'Ovid, according to whom and what he was, he didn't do what he should have done. Says the Gemara, Asyul Rebbe Parta. They brought Rabbi Elazar Parat to Amro, and they told him, "My Tama Tanis, what did you learn? Or my Tama Ganafta, and why did you steal?" As we learned before, Rabbi Elazar Parat was accused of five sins. Here were two of the sins. One was that he was learning Torah, and the Romans had decreed that no one was allowed to learn Torah. And the other thing was that they accused him of being a Ganaf. Amla Isaifa Loisafra, the Saifa Loisaifa. I can't be both. Torah and Geneva, you have to, a person who's a Talmud Chacham also has to be Ben Adam Chaveri, he has to be honest. If I am, as you say, a Talmud Chacham, I can't be a Ganef. Or if I'm a Ganef, I can't be a Talmud Chacham. And what really is, I'm neither. My Talmud Karlach Rebbe. So they asked him, why are you called Rebbe? And as we just learned the Gemara the other day, they had made a special decree that no one was allowed to give smicha and no one was allowed to receive smicha. So if you're called Rebbe, obviously you received smicha. But we made a decree that you're not allowed to get smicha. So he says, Rabban Shalter Saimani. I'm not the Rebbe of Talmid HaChachamim, of a yeshiva. I'm the Rebbe of the tailors, of the weavers. And the first one say, technically he wasn't lying. Because what do Talmid HaChachamim do? They weave together different Divrei Torah. So he wasn't really lying. Isolate. So they wanted to test him. If he indeed is a, if he knows anything about weaving. Isolate. Trei Kabure. They brought him two types of thread. We know that when you weave together material, we learned this from Masechta Shabbos, you have the vertical and the horizontal thread. As the Mishnah says, the vertical thread is actually thicker than the horizontal thread. And they wanted to see if he could tell the difference, which is the vertical thread and which is the horizontal thread. I'm like, hi de Shasya, for hi de Arva. Since you say that you're such an expert in weaving, identify for us which is the vertical and which is the horizontal. He has no way of knowing. He's a yeshiva man. It's shachash le'nisa, but a nice happened. As is a bursa asiva al deshasya, v'as is a burva asya al de'arva. The male bee sat on the vertical, the female sat on the horizontal. Because the vertical is on top of the horizontal, just like the female receives the male. Like that, when he saw that this was the male, this is where the male bee was, and this was the female bee, he was able to identify which was the vertical and which was the horizontal. I'm like, hi, the shasva, hi, dava. This is the vertical and this is the horizontal. They continue with their accusations against him. I'm like, my time liasis lebeyavidin. Why don't you come to Beyavidin? Beyavidin was the place where they used to gather together, and they used to, take care of all the affairs, and they used to worship Avodah Zarah. Amalei, so they accused him, my time lay assist by Avidim. Amalei, Zokin Hayisi, I was an old man. Musyarini, Shemeter Senebir Aglaichem. I was concerned that I would be trampled there with the large crowds that were there. Amra, Vaha in the Kamasabi Ismus. There were plenty of old people that come there. Nobody ever got hurt. Why should you get hurt? Israch Shnisahu Yama, Nes happened, Irmas Chat Saba. That day, somebody indeed got trampled there. So his concern was proven to be valid. Furthermore, they asked him, "My tam koshaft avdechol cheres. Why did you free your eved?" So what was their issue with him freeing an eved kanani? So two pshat him. One pshat is, as we learned the Gemara Masechta Gittin, there's a process in halacha how to free an eved kanani. You're supposed to write a get shichur. And they were upset that he was following the halacha on how to free Eved Kanani, not the secular law. Another pshat is, we know that when Eved Kanani is freed, he becomes a Jew. So they were upset by him freeing his Eved Kanani, he was multiplying Jews in the world. It never happened. There was somebody that wanted to say testimony that he knows that he did free his Eved. He came to this person. He told him, don't go say testimony against Rabbi Lezer, because just like you see that he's been saved against all the other accusations, he's going to be saved here too. He didn't care what Eliyahu HaNavi told him, and he wanted to still come say his testimony. Kum leim elahu, have a ksiv, v'hu gar b'shusu d'ko achva, v'lo yashkepei. Kum leim elahu, have a ksiva garta, d'kiv a ksivi m'chshiva d'malchus l'shtur l'bei kesei. So what Hashem made was, that this person who was going to say testimony against Rabbi Lezer, there was a letter that was written by the ministers, that was supposed to be sent to the king, the Shadri al Yadidahu Gavra. So Eliyahu came and pointed created a situation that that person who's going to say testimony should be the messenger to carry the letter. Oscar Leo, Paske Abimei Parse, he said, he threw him, he made him travel 400 Parse, Ozavale Osa. So he went and he never came back. So Mefarshim say, why didn't he come back? Mefarshim explained that this person realized that if he's going to come back after so many days, they're going to say to him, why did it take you so many days to come? It must mean that this whole thing isn't true. That's why he gave up on saying it, and that's how Rabbi Lezman Parata was saved from all five false accusations against him.